wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Then it happened. What will it be? Hear the sure word of God. Behold, he, Jesus Christ, cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also who pierced or crucified him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. If you object, I'm not interested in your religious philosophy, but this is an event sure to happen. A worldwide catastrophe, including all kindreds of the earth. You are in the picture, so it demands your attention. It will be the great day of God's wrath. Look, clouds, dark and threatening, flaming fire, blazing in merciless fury. Legions of mighty angels with flaming swords strike trembling terror to men the world around. And in the midst of all this, there is revealed a man, a mighty man, of power and great glory. He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. At first, men try to hide, but even the mountains afford no escape. For God has decreed, every eye shall see him. Jesus, his beloved Son, who is alive forevermore, and to whom God has given all power in heaven and in earth, and whom he has appointed the judge of all men, of angels, and of demons. And somehow the eyes of all men stare in bewildered amazement on Jesus. His eyes are as a flame of fire, flashing with God's holy indignation against man's sin. What sin? It is the day when the world of men must answer for the murder of God's Son. Oh, my neighbor, be sure you're not a part of that world in that awful day. Centuries before this, a mighty man of God cried, "Behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world." And a heavenly voice cried, "I, the Lord, am a just God and a Savior. Look unto me and be saved. All the ends of the earth, for I am God, and unto me every knee shall bow." But that world of men would not look to him and be saved, but they cried, "Away with him, crucify him," as they tried to annihilate God's beloved Son and forget that awful deed of bloody Calvary's cross. But God has not forgotten it. It was the sin of the world, the crowning sin, the greatest of all sin, the most God-provoking sin. God had loved that world of men whom he had created in his likeness for his fellowship, and even after their fallen ruin in Eden's garden, God gave his only begotten Son to be their Savior. But they refused him and thrust the Lord Jesus from them, yelling, "We will not have this man to reign over us." And in cold-blooded murder, they crucified him. But even then, God raised him from the dead and gave him heaven's central throne as Lord of all. And God sent his servants to preach the risen Savior to be surrendered to as Lord and trusted as Savior. But only a scattered few looked to him and were saved. To them, God fulfilled his promise, and the sin of the world was removed from their heads, taken away. And they were no longer a part of that world that must answer to God for the murder of the Son of his love. They entered the kingdom of God and are a part of the church that Christ loves. So they can sing unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Neighbor, as God sees you today, is it one saved and cleansed by the blood of Christ? Or are your hands dripping with the guilt of that blood, the blood of Calvary's cross? Two cries are heard, "Crucify him," by the multitude, and "Crown him Lord of all," by the few. Where do you stand? It must be one or the other, washed by his blood, or to answer to God for that blood. Are you apart by your own choice? of that murder gang, the world of Calvary? And even after 2,000 years of God's forbearance that men might repent, that world has never repented of that awful deed. It is still the sin of the world. The Bible accuses that world in these words, Calvary, there they crucified him. It was not the devil and his gang, but it was the world of men who killed him in the most agonizing manner known to man, who crucified him. Who was it that crucified him? The Jews? True, for they instigated the whole procedure. But also the Gentile governor Pilate ordered him scourged and crucified. And the Gentile soldiers drove those nails in his hands and feet and thrust that spear into his side. It was truly the sin of the world, the whole world. And when you came along, you joined up with that world. And so you two are in the picture. As the verse says, every eye shall see him. They shall look on him whom they pierced or crucified. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. That world of murderers wail. In repentance? No. Beating their breasts in shame and contrition? No. But it is a wail of hopeless despair. Moreover, the Bible describes it in these words, the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In that day, it'll be too late to change sides, too late to look to Jesus and be saved, but it's not too late today. So take action today. How? God's word reveals Jesus as the risen Lord in heaven, able to save those who come unto God by him. First, you must have to do with God in real Bible repentance, confessing your sins and guilt, even of the sin of the world, and turning from your sins as you cry to God for his mercy. Then God's heart will be moved with compassion toward you, and you will feel it so. Then call on the Lord Jesus to save you in words like these. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe thou didst die for my sins, and thou art there in heaven. I resign this world and my rebellion against God, and I surrender to thee to be my Lord. Henceforth it shall be not my will, but thine be done. And as a lost sinner, I trust thee to save me and make me thine own to live for thee. Lord Jesus, please hear my cry, and let me know thou hast received me, even as I now receive thee to be my Lord and my Savior. With this confession, the Holy Spirit will make the contact, and you will know that Jesus lives and Jesus saves those who call upon him. You will know something great has happened to you. What is it? You have been made a child of God. For as you have received Christ, you were born of the Spirit of God. So now, instead of being in that terror-stricken world in the day of God's wrath, you will be in heaven to add your voice to the notes of praise unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Neighbor, I will be in that heavenly choir. Meet me there. These three messages are messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.
Jesus is pleading with my poor soul. Shall I be saved tonight? If I believe he will make me whole, shall I be saved tonight? Tenderly, sadly, I hear him say, how can you grieve me from day to day? Shall I go on in the old way, or shall I be saved tonight? Jesus was nailed to the cross for me. Shall I be saved tonight? How can my heart so ungrateful be? shall I be saved tonight? Now he will save me by grace divine. Now if I will, I may call him mine. Can I the pleasures of earth resign? Or shall I be saved tonight? What if that voice I should hear no more? Shall I be saved tonight? Quickly I'll open this bolted door. Save me, O Lord, tonight. Blessed Redeemer, come in, come in. Pity my sorrow, forgive my sin. Now let thy work in my soul begin, for I will be saved